Okay, we are in Sharbi, Chavis Halvavis Sharbi Tochen, Perek Beis. We are learning now, the Chavis Halvavis is methodically building up the premises of Bitochen. And he's been telling us now that if you want to really hand your affairs over to someone else, there are 7 points that you need to know about him. And as we've been moving through them, we've already been seeing, understanding that obviously these, you can have quite a number of them with a human being, but you're never going to have all seven. It's just not possible. But let's recap what we've been seeing meanwhile in terms of what are the characteristics that you would need someone to have in order to fully rely on him. So number one, you have to know that he cares about you. Number two, you have to know that he will be diligently involved in your concerns, because if he loves you but he's going to get distracted and busy with other things, your needs might be neglected. He has to be conscientiously involved. Number three, he has to be able and powerful, meaning if there are things he feels need to be done, it has to be within his ability to get them done. Number four, he has to be wise enough to understand your needs, if he's really going to be seeing to them. Number five, if you're really handing over your entire life affairs, you would need this to be someone who will, you'll know, in order to completely let go your affairs indefinitely, you'd need to know that this person will indeed continue to be in control your entire life. This is already, we've moved beyond the realm of human beings, but okay. And number six, we said, on top of all this, in order for you to completely feel safe, it has to be that nobody else can affect you in any way other than him. Meaning no one can benefit you such that all your hope is in him, and it's not like you have anything else to fall back on. And also no one else can harm you so that you know that once you're in his hands, you're completely covered. And now we move on to number seven, which is at the end of page Shin. Hashvi is another thing that you must know about this person is Shiyem Yishabotach Olav Betachlis HaNedivus VaChesed. That this person is the ultimate kindness. It has to be such that you don't have to worry about having to earn it. If you constantly have to be justifying your trust in him by earning it, then it's not so great. You know, I don't know if I'll really be able to live up to that the whole time. So if you really want to be able to trust him, you have to know about him, that he would continue to do it even if you're not earning it, even if you don't concretely deserve it. He's kind, he would do it even to a person who's not necessarily deserving. And you know that, yes, he can be relied on to just continue out of kindness and compassion. He won't suddenly stop because you say, hey, at this point, you know, you're not necessarily deserving anymore. So, once you know that someone has all these traits, im kol ma shehizkarnu koidem, everything we've been discussing, nishlemu tnaei habitachon bo, then yes, the conditions of trust have been met. And if you know that he indeed has all these traits, it is fitting that you should rely on him. And you should not only express trust to him, but you should really be at ease, be at peace, feel secure and comfortable in his hands. And beliboy ubaavarov, meaning you should show externally that you trust him, and you should also really feel at ease. Ulihimaserei love, and you should willingly hand your affairs into his hands. Vilirtzois bigzeiroisov, and you should willingly accept whatever it is that he imposes, because once again, you know that he knows better than you what's good for you. So let's say he does something that does not necessarily jive with what you are thinking. So instead of getting upset, you would say, well, he knows better than me what's good for me. And you should also judge him favorably, that he knows what he's doing, he's wiser than you, and also you know how much he cares about you, you know that he's smarter than you. So you just accept it willingly. Now, so now, as we've already discussed, there's no way you're going to have these seven by a human being. If you really think about these seven conditions, it's not possible that a human being should meet these conditions. But all of these things are by Hashem, and this is really the point he's getting to. When a person, so often, you know, we feel apprehensive, we feel insecure. But the Chaim HaSalvavitch just did in a genius way is to show us that the secret to a secure feeling is really just to focus on points that you already know anyways. Just that when you think about them all together and you really contemplate them and focus on them, automatically worry will dissipate. And that will show us all these seven points, we all know that they exist by Hashem. We're not introducing anything new here. But when you really focus on them, then whatever situation you're in, it can potentially bring you to a place of peace, to a place of serenity. Let's see how this goes on. You won't find, there's no way you'll have all of these seven traits by a human being, but you will have them all by Hashem. And these are really the points to think about when you're facing something, or in general, to just contemplate these points and understand, really try to sense that you are in the best of hands. First of all, Shomerachem al b'yosef. He's now going to review the seven points, but in the perspective of Hashem. So first of all, Shomerachem al b'yosef, that he cares about his creations. He loves them. He cares about us and loves us. K'may shekasuv. Yeah, as we see in a number of psukim, Chanun Rachum v'Chanun Hashem, Hashem is merciful and gracious. Oman, it also says, Vani Lo'ochus Hanim Ve'ir Agdela, Hashem was dealing with a non-Jewish city, the big non-Jewish city of Nineveh, when they became very sinful. Nevertheless, Hashem offered them the opportunity of tshuva, and when Yonah complained, Yonah HaNavi was sent to admonish them, and Yonah HaNavi was sent to warn them of the imposing demise of Nineveh. When they did tshuva, Hashem let it go. And Yonah was upset at that. He said, well, you sent me to give them this message, and now you're not making it happen. And Hashem said, "What? Would I not have mercy on them if they decided to change their ways? Hashem is merciful, He's caring, He's loving." So that's number one. You have to remember that Hashem loves you intensely. Number two is Sheina Mis'alim. He never disregards you. He loves you, and He is focused on you intensely 24/7. He's never distracted. There's never something that's happening without Him being on top of it. K'may shekasuv, like the pasuk says, Hinei layonu v'layishon shomei Yisrael. The guardian of Israel does not sleep or slumber. Number three, Vishahu Chacham Velo Yenutzach. You also realize that Hashem, He loves you, He's focused on you, He is the ultimate wisdom. He knows much better than you what's good for you. And also He's all powerful, meaning that His agenda is your good. And nothing can stop Him from doing that. Meaning that whatever is going on is clearly Hashem guiding things in the direction that's best for you. I'm skipping the psukim here to this effect, but moving on to the next point. And to remember that nobody else can benefit you or harm you. It's only up to Hashem. And if He does allow someone to harm you, Chalila, it's because this is Hashem's plan for you. Okay. V'shenedivusai koileles v'chastoi soiviv. And that His goodness is all comprehensive, and so is His chesed. Meaning, as we said before, He holds your entire life in His hands. When He's busy operating with you, He's not just operating in the moment. He's not just operating for purposes of this week or this month or even this year. What Hashem is busy doing with you now are also taking into account the full scheme of your life. He may be doing things now that will have implications in 23 years from now. And also that Hashem is willing to do chesed unconditionally. Hashem does not need you to earn His chesed. We'll have to talk about that a little more as we go along. But Hashem, you don't have to feel like one minute. If I want to be able to eat tomorrow and breathe tomorrow and know that my body is functioning properly tomorrow, I have to figure out, you have to make a tally and see what are the things I need to be doing. No, you relax. Hashem has been doing chesed for you before you were able of relating to it at all. When you were a fetus in your mother's womb. Okay, again, I skip a few psukim that he brings to this effect, and he says, "Vaseichel goizer bikovetz ela shiva enyonim abayris alem ebilti anivroim." So you have all of these seven attributes by Hashem, not by any human beings. Now, v'kasha yisibar zeh la'odom. So when a person really focuses on this and contemplates this, after he's already gone through the avoda that we've been discussing of learning to see Hashem's chesed, so you've come to experience Hashem as ultimately kind, as ultimately caring, etc., and you've learned to see His wisdom in the Bria around you, and you realize that this is the one who you're in His hands, yivtach boy, you'll truly trust Him. You'll comfortably hand over your affairs into His hands. And you'll just let Him guide you where He will. You'll do your ishtadlis, as you understand He expects you to do. But you're perfectly comfortable letting Him guide your affairs, guide your life, wherever He'll guide them. And you will never suspect that any of His decisions for you are wrong. You'll always understand that He's operating from a place of love and from a place of greater understanding than you in making any decisions that are relevant to you. And when He does present you with something, whatever it is, you'll never get upset at Him. You understand that this is all being done for you, for your best, in ways that are beyond your understanding. Okay, so let's just sum up. A premise to having true trust in Hashem is to contemplate and focus on these seven points. Hashem loves you intensely. Hashem is constantly and intensely focused on you. He's never distracted, never gets busy with anything else to the exclusion of you. He is all-powerful, meaning that if He wants something for your good, you don't have to worry that something may hold His plan back. It'll definitely go in the direction He wants it to. He's all-wise, which means that He knows better than you what's good for you, and if something seems wrong, it's simply because you don't have that broader understanding of your own good. And also, that when He's busy dealing with you, He's holding your entire life from beginning to end in His hands, and He's busy operating with you. You can let go because He's going to be on top of your case from the beginning to the end. And also when He is busy operating, He's operating with that full picture. And nobody else can affect you in any way, neither for the good or for the bad outside of Him. If something happens, it's because He decided that this was, is what's best for you. And the last was that you don't have to worry about earning Hashem's chesed. Hashem will do it for you out of his kindness. And we'll see soon, how does that work with, you know, sometimes a person does something that angers Hashem and earns punishment. How does it work with that? We'll see. We'll see as we move along. Okay. Now, in the next perek, really, here Chavis Havavis basically just laid down the premises for trust. In the next perek, he's going to go ahead and fully round out what it takes to reach true trust in Hashem. And these seven things that we just learned now, realizing these seven things is going to be one, the first, of five conditions that a person has to work through in order to get to a place of true bitachon. We'll see that in Mitzvah Hashem, Bli Neder, the coming days. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll unmute and we'll part.